Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to be mad or if I can run away from it.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
This is the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, the international host.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Night.
Interface complete.
Yeah, it is time to massacre a language. Hey, you want to trade? You goddamn commercial. Well, I'm watching boob tube, people. You have to excuse me. So I'm less intelligent at the moment because I have half my brain dived into the boob tube, and it's sucking the life out of it. So put this motherfucker on mute. Yeah, mood I make out. And that's how we do it. Today's forecast is 90% partly cloudy. It feels like it's about 100 up in this mother muka. 12 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? Humidity's up 62%. Pressure's up 30.13 inches. And you got the motherfucking wind coming from the east-northeast at 5 miles per hour. So y'all better watch out, because later on today we expected to get some rain. Up in this mother muka. And let me see if I can predict when this muda shit is coming down. No, they don't say. They just show you rain and shit. That's the dumbest job, man, is a mother meteorologist. For real, people. I mean, it's just like, come on, man. You ain't even. You know, man, you muda make all. You Mura Lakers. All right, check this out. We're going to do a quick, you know what I'm saying, review of lessons we've done learned off in the Italian. This is Time to Master Language Tuesday. And what we do here, you know what I'm saying, we necessarily teach you no language, but you know what I'm saying, we get you interested in learning a language. And you can find the software for free. www.byki.com. That's before you know it.com. Go there. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to sign up for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just download the lessons. Or you can work right off the website. Or you can sit up there and download the software. You know what I'm saying? And use it externally on your laptop or desktop or whatever. Set up different lessons plan for your kids or for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And this is a study at your own pace type lesson, provides you with everything you're going to need. So you'll be able to write, rewrite, take pictures. You know what I'm saying? You won't take pictures, but you'll see pictures. You get the spelling, the misspell. Yeah, all that. You get everything. If you misspell it, you get everything in there. So it's an excellent program. I've been recommending it, shit, for as long as I got damn been on it, and that's, well, I don't know how long. So, Rosetta Stone and all that other BS, you know what I'm saying? So, and another thing I need before we get off into the groovy music and everything, everybody go to www.youtube.com/813battles. It's BATTLES, 813battles. And, yeah, there you will see some new thing we got going on down here in Tampa, Florida. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, so y'all check that out. You know what I'm saying? Vote. Leave your comments. We got a bunch of battles up there now, so you can get a diverse, you know, look at what actually goes on. We got people from all over, state to state. And these dumbasses. I'm also watching Major League baseball, which these assholes on here are some just that, complete assholes. I get the damn ejected from a game that y'all motherfuckers ain't even playing. Sorry, people, I told you I'm in the boo tube. All right, I'm lost in booby land. Yeah, I'm all boobed out. Speaking of boobs, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm not even going to do you like that. All right, check this out. And don't forget, a little later on the day, 4 o'clock, man, you got 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have...
Good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Fry, alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Tornet and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, I like that.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsuitnetwork.com.
Yeah, I gotta love that. Gotta love that. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. We're going to go ahead and get this thing started. What we're doing this month, you know what I'm saying, this is the third week, and, you know what I'm saying, is this the last week or the next week? Next week might be the last lesson, I believe. Damn, this nigga skipping and shit. He didn't say, damn, knees bummed down on him. All right, anyway, people, this is why you do not watch the boob tube. All right, people, get your fucking ass out of the boob tube. All right? Straight up. Yeah.
Timmy!
Okay, here we go. All right, and we're into the Italian language, all right? Time to master language Tuesday is this is basically a description of the show because we're starting something new, but we've been doing this actually on Tuesdays where we're going to learn a language together. You know, every Tuesday, a language will be learned, and we'll go back over some of the previous learned words. If you are fluent or speak another language, please stop by and call in and give your input. You can hit me up, area code 347-237-5125. You want to be all the way live with the world, and I mean the world. And it's time to teach the world to understand each other, so let's learn each other. You know, also after the show, join me on www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio. And that way you can see a visual, you know what I'm saying, of the lessons that was actually learned today. Because I will be actually hooking up the webcam. And, yeah, you can actually check out, you know what I'm saying, what we do right here live. So, boy, stole home on y'all ass. Sorry about that, people. Let me turn this shit off. Too much distraction going on up in this mother Muramika. Yeah, up in this Muramika. Yeah, speak Dutch too, people. You know what I'm saying? You never know what language you're going to hear up in this Muramika. And that's how we get it. All right, so this is a review of last week's work. You know what I'm saying? Words is when we first started. It's on all the flip. Actually, you know, let me go ahead and see. Shit everything up. Matter of fact, let me do that first. We're going to get into one quick song, and then we're going to get this thing pop, locking, and dropping. I don't have that song, actually, but, yeah, you know. Man. All right, so, let me expand on this motherfucker. Get this one thing going for the island girls out there, all of my island girls. Yeah, man. This is for hard. With popping, you know what I'm saying? Want to get popping.
I look to my right, little mama's looking fine. She's popping. She's popping. Popping, popping. She know what she wanna do. She's dropping.
Yeah, I love me a beat, hit the game for the street. You ever walk past a group of dudes and have had them all tongue dinging. Look at her body, she must be some kind of stripper. Me and her, I ain't got no time to be faking and wasting. I'd rather go out and make some big faces. I'm so hungry for the fame that I swear I can taste it. And when I do, I pray to God that I do make it.
You can say what you want about y'all. Wish I knew what you did.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
I got a hand on the team, need to drop. Ass on the job, try to keep me off the block. Got the real hard, gotta make it to the top. Gotta see me dead, but I ain't gonna stop. I'm going.
Cussing intense, can't see him through the window. Going with the wind, blowing on the endo. Raps played out, sort of like Nintendo. And I ain't worried about nothing. This is real talk, I ain't worried about frontin'. Didn't have a dollar, now nigga straight stuntin'. Mama said, dice, get out and get something. Now the kid about to blow like Trissy. Niggas say hot hoes like, who is he? Cops try to knock him, stand on my Trissy. I'm ignorant, so I pick up the phone, I'm busy.
Dig me. Drop. Ass on the job, try to keep me off the block. But the real hard, I make it to the top. Top. Wanna see me dead, but I ain't gon' stop. I'm going.
Tell a chick, I'm going in my hope you ain't sell a bit. I go hard, never gonna stop. So I'm on top, ain't nothing you can tell a kid. Pop bottles, sipping on Patron. Purple haze got a nigga sitting in the zone. So, meaning I'm a rider to the bone. Shorty just text when I text, she's alone. Now the kid's so fresh like a free. Shorty used to diss me, got you on knees. Spoil milk, now nigga getting to the cheese. Hustle all day, you can tell it I'm a G.
I got hands on the street, need to drop. Ass on the job.
Shit ain't gonna be easy, bro.
All right, y'all, just bear with me just a second. I'm getting everything set up. Mr. Cyanide popped off in here. You know what I'm saying? This thing started too. And we are live on livestream.com/WDGE Radio. Just getting this thing set up, so I got one more song after you. And then we're going to get into it. Get into it. Check it out.
Al Cartel on the beat, nigga. Remember that name. Deuce and Shaw D, nigga. It ain't a game.
Boy. Y'all niggas better be glad I got a little bread to play with, boy. Cause if I didn't, look
up. Back to the money, y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit the lick. Get your ass up out that cool. This how your boy gon' play it. I don't give a fuck where you say it. I don't give a fuck about your clique. Man, fuck that nigga you with. He ain't nothing but a soft nigga anyway. He scared, he ain't ready for the gunplay. I can see it in his pussy ass eyes. Yeah, the bitch nigga really wanna try. When I pop that trunk and I dunk, one of y'all fuck niggas gon' die. I done seen everything but Jesus. I don't rock no dress, but I rock that red, that purple ass in pieces. I done followed your ass to your home. Man, I know that you whipping up stone. See, nigga, that bitch that you trust, that silly hoe talk too much. She ain't worth but a bag and a blunt. She the reason why your ass got stuck. See, you really need to be in church. Go talk to a preacher, son. Cause the streets, they really ain't for you. Get saved, they get sins at the pulpit. Like a preacher, little nigga, I'm trying to get rich. Guaranteed to get slapped with a 4-5. You don't give up that money, nigga, real quick. See, most of 11 in up in a 187 when a motherfucker like me.
Chasing paper, that's what I'm running for. Look at me now, that boy, that money low. Hey, being broke, so I'm selling dope. Don't tell the cops, I'm making paper. Fuck you, fuck niggas, y'all just haters. Yeah, I'm looking good on 20 rims. Play you smiling at your ass, hit you on the side. Watch me as I ride by, want an autograph. That shit costs five. Yeah, I love bread. Something you can't get, so get your stacks up, cause I stay chasing money. I let my pockets feel fluffy. Ain't that something? So when you see a nigga, don't be acting funny. The next time you see me, I'm crushing something. So holler at me when you see me down, homie.
Y'all, hey, Shaw, man, they run around here like it's Ramadan or something, man. Starving themselves. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, why is y'all fasting? Ain't no fasting going on. The economy fucked up, dog. We're in a recession. Boy. Well, y'all just don't know, boy. If I was broke like you, nigga, look here.
Back to the money, y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, then I hit me a lick. Get your ass up out that cool. No, nigga, you can keep that chain. That shit ain't worth a motherfucking thing. Stop most y'all niggas get killed doing all that flexing. Knowing damn well you ain't really got now. Straight out the hood, hit a lick now, live in Carrollwood. If you want it, you can really come and get some. Pussy nigga, but you better put a big gun. Shooting off, cause you raw, nigga, in the bank. You got the nigga top, the DJ. See, most two are left end up in a 187 with a motherfucker like me. Just gotta eat, I gotta eat. Because I'm hungry.
All right, Albuquerque Bar, you know what I'm saying? All my Singaporeans out that mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? We got Alexander, Senor 84. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And Mr. Sayonai, and we all hanging out. Yeah, that's the homeboy. All right, people. Almost set up. We are streaming live via livestream.com/WDGE Radio. And this is time to master a language Tuesday. And we are in the month of July studying the Italiano language. Yeah, going down real big. And Montabellas and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, yeah. We all into that. All right. So, okay, got the webcam set up. And let me make sure that the lesson plan is rolling. Okay, let's get that going on. Do-do-do-do-do. Chicka-chicka-bom-bom-bom. Chicka-chicka. Oh. Do that way over so I can see if the lesson plans are looking good. Okay, can you see that? Should you see that? Lower that down some. Alright, I'm just adjusting the webcam, people. Bear with me. With me. Don't be a bear. Yeah. And we're going to get this thing crack-a-lack and pop-a-locking. How about that? Alright, where's... So I can zoom in and out. I want to zoom in and out. There you go. Yeah. All right, we zoomed in pretty good. It's looking good. Let me straighten this up a little bit. Real quick. Alright, that's looking good right there. And we're gonna move this over this way. Alright, there you go. Alright, and everybody should be tuned in and should be able to see this once I get the learn a language sign down. How about that? That can help a little bit. Alright, but we'll get that going after we get out of the way. All right, once we start, we'll do that. All right, and I'm finna officially hit the record button. We got record on. I believe, aren't we recording? Okay, it says ready. All right, cue it up. Okay, I guess. Okay, stop. Okay, let's record. All right. We should be live, people. We should be live. All right, let me drop this up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let's take that off. All right, this is Time to Learn Language Tuesday, brought to you in part by www.byki.com. You know what I'm saying? For your learning needs. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. I will be quicking back and forth. And, yeah, damn. Oh, I feel you, brother. You know what I'm saying? I know it's late, my homie. I appreciate you just showing, coming through, you know what I'm saying? Showing some love. And remember, people, you know what I'm saying? You can always come back and check these shows out in the archive. That's the beautiful thing about this network. Do have a nice little archive where it's easily to come back and review the episodes that you might have missed or, you know what I'm saying, might want to join in on. So I'll never be like, oh, I missed the show. You never miss the show because the show, like I said before, is, is recorded and archived. So, yeah, you can definitely still be a part of everything, man. So don't ever think you're a stranger around these parts, all right? All right. There we go. Let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? All right. That's what I'm talking about. It's my homie right there, Mr. Alexander from Singapore. Yes, people. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say a country, That means you need to motherfucking do some studying. You know what I'm saying? Jeez, people. These are real places. But, you know, and they sound really up on a lot of things that they do. But then you got to appreciate what the you really have here. You know what I'm saying? Not saying you're supposed to accept everything, but, you know, certain things, man, you should just be like, man, thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? At least we do have that option. You know? All right, check this out. First word we're covering, all right, we're just doing this on auto flip. Because we're going to go right through these because we got to get through the third lesson today, all right? We're on the third lesson plan. Got to get through two of them. And this is just, we're going through real quick, all right? All right, so I'm going to say the Italiano word, and then I'll give you the English definition, all right? Not doing any spelling because you can always run back time to learn Master Learn Language Tuesday, and you can hear the actual spellings for yourself. All right, so first one is mi scuse, and I will play, I can't play the actual sound because I'm plugged in. All right, so matter of fact, if you want to follow along audibly, you do have to go to www.byki.com, and then from there you'll be able to you know what I'm saying, download the languages, and then you can just follow along with me. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about the spellings and all that kind of stuff. So if you're truly interested in learning a language, go to www.byki.com. That's B as in boy, K as in kick ass, Y as in why, goddammit, and then I, B-Y-K-I. You know what I'm saying? It's before you know it.com. All right. First one we're on, and if you need help spelling, then look, you know what I'm saying, go to livestream.com/WDGE radio and watch it live or rerun it live. All right, first one is miscuse. I'm used to doing that language shit. Miscuse, which is excuse me. We all should probably have known that. All right, and that is excuse me. All right, let's move it on. Auto flip of this thing. Next word is, what the f*** is the next word? Let's go, people. Back down. Buongiorno, which is good afternoon. Buongiorno. Buena sera, is good evening. Now, I'm, of course, saying this in my own way, yes, I am. And people go on the damn show and still listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Arrivederci. Goodbye. Peace out. Or you have ciao. And some people say ciao bella. You know, hello. Ciao is hello. It's an informal way of saying hello. Como esta? How are you? Not como esta, como esta. How are you? Como stai, which is the informal way of saying how are you. Come stai. All right. Bene, Eli. I am fine, and you? Bene, Eli. In a minute, too, I will be plugging up, you know what I'm saying, some sounds so we can actually get some pronunciation, you know what I'm saying? You check that out in a second. Hold on. Mi dispiace. I'm sorry. Mi dispiace. This literally means I'm called. Mi chiamo. My name is. Mi chiamo. Smells so good. No. No, you know what I'm saying? No means no, goddammit. Keep it moving. Per favore. Please. Per favore. The butter. Per favore. Grazie. You know, you always hear people say grazie. Thank you. Grazie. All right. And the last one is si, meaning yes. Si, meaning yes. Flip through one more time. All right. Real quick. Mi scuse. All right. Mi scuse. Excuse me. All right. We're doing this without the music, people. Yes. Buongiorno. It's good afternoon, all right? Buona sera, You know what I'm saying? I might say buena, but it's bona sera. All right, good evening. Arrivederci. Arrivederci is goodbye. Arrivederci, goodbye. Ciao. You know what I'm saying? Step up somebody, put your hand out, and just say ciao. You know, it also means goodbye, but it also means hello. So it depends on how you're using it. You know what I'm saying? Then you would engage in to say, come está? Come está? How are you? This is being formal. Come está? And just to kind of be, you know, like slang talking, come stai, is how are you, and that's informal, come stai, informal way of saying it. So you have formal and informal ways of saying the language. Bene e li, I am fine, and you, or it could be bene e tu, which is the same pronunciation. Okay, mi dispiace, I am sorry, mi dispiace, I'm sorry, or mi ti amo, mi ti amo, mi ti amo, my name is, or I am called, all right, and then you have no, no, in African it's ni, but this is no, or nine in German, per favore is please, please, per favore is the weed, oh, please, the weed, and grazie, grazie. Thank you. Grazie. You see people put their hands in their hands and say, grazie, like they can, you know, do a backhand smack to you. Pow. All right, and that will be the first one, people. We are completed with the first one. All right, that's the first lesson. We shall change up list, and we shall move it on to the new. On to the next one. On to the next one. And then I'll cue up this groovy porn music. All right. And let's check the switchboard real quick. Make sure nobody's calling in. All right. And then let's get into the porn music. Okay. Yeah. Excuse me one second. Cue up the good old porn, people. Can't do without porn. Where would the world be without porn? Porn music, that is, people. You know what I'm saying? I'm enough of the laughing. All right, let's get back into the good porn. All right, let's get this thing crackle laughing one more time. All right, we're on the second set. And the beautiful thing about these lessons, man, is they give you, you know what I'm saying? They actually give you lessons. You know what I'm saying? So you can go from 1, 2, and 3. And these are just quick start lessons to give you, you know, quick little words in between here and there. All right? So what I need to do is actually go run and grab some headphones real quick. Because I actually want to, you know, before we start the second set, I want to get some audio going on here. All right. So give me 1 second to do that. And I'm going to jump into one quick song. And then come right back at you. You know what I'm saying? With some new with a new lesson. All right. So this is my homeboy up in ATL, Justice Overhaul. A little smooth it out tip for you. This is this right here.
DJ smells so good.
I know some of y'all kids be like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this. They done been through that. But when you got a good, I put it down, and when he's doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked, for real.
Girl, don't be blown out, get your home and put some family in. You know I keep it real, what's round and tell ya, go ahead and do what you do, but it ain't no game. Girl, don't be blown.
the boat stirring up, then I grind like this. When I pitch, I never miss. After you, then it's right back to the block like this. And this right here, after arguments, dog, I have an end tears. Break up, loving what we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup. Break up, loving what we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup.
Girl, don't be blowing out.
It's different than white women. See, white women go swimming. Black women ain't getting no fucking water.
This shit gotta last.
And you know black women, that shit don't last one motherfucking week. I had to, when black women get their hand nails done, you ain't getting no pussy, don't you ask none.
They don't even want no sleep. They'll sleep just like this.
Keeping it raw right now, you know what I'm saying? All right, people, we is live on www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio, home of Wrecking the Game Radio, and also home to Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this thing all the way live each and every day that, you know what I'm saying, the Lord allows us to be up in here, and instead of me wasting my breath, you know what I'm saying?
See me aboard. Energized.
Energized.
Are you ready to be tuned up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, So Good, and international co-host Sia Knight from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
That's real. That's a nice little promo there, man. I love that shit. All right, and just a fair warning for everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
That's real. Come on up here with that smart shit, and you'll get this.
Timmy!
But we don't diss Timmy here, all right? That's our dude, man. That's the dude. All right. Just fair warning, people. If you come on this show, most hosts will say, hey, if you want to talk, make sure you press 1 or 2. Fuck that. You bring your ass on my show, you're getting your ass beamed up. Don't sit on my goddamn line sucking up virtual air. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's a part of the show. You know, your voice fucked up, sounding like 10 dead horses in it. Well, your ass is coming on anyways. You know what I'm saying? It's going down like that. If you don't like it, people.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Yeah, that's what you can tell me. You know what I'm saying? Because, Timmy, get him.
Timmy!
All right. Thank you. All righty. Thank you, Timmy, for giving that excellent beam up. All right, sayonara, ya muda amiga. And we have Heavenly Angel straight off of the lumbar. All righty. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, what's
on
up,
now, man? Hey, man, doing what I does, you know what I'm saying? And send a big shout out all the way to Las Vegas, back down to Miami. I'd be the wise one that's up in the building, and alongside the prophet Jack Howell from the Paranormal Soup Network, people, you know what I'm saying, the new home of the Starship Smelly Prize. Coming soon. Coming soon. If you go on to www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com, or paranormalsoupnetwork.spruce.com, you will see on the show schedule, you know what I'm saying, Monday through Friday, baby, the Starship Smelly Prize heads up the entertainment section, and we will be heading that thing up pretty soon. What the fuck happened to the Heavenly Angel? Oh, we've lost the Heavenly Angel. All right, and check this out, people. We also are live. Let me drop this link, man, so y'all can check this out, thinking I'm lying and shit. You know what I'm saying? We are live via live stream, so y'all can check out the webcam lesson, live webcam lesson. And what the fucking paste it, you mother. Sorry, people, I don't like computers too tough. You know what I'm saying? Some of these things piss you off sometimes. Yeah. like I'm pulling up something that it ain't even supposed to be pulling up. Man, what's going on now? Oh, nah, y'all don't need all that. Here you go. That's all y'all need. Bam. Backslash. Backslash. Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, good morning, my East Coast, West Coast, South Coast. I don't know what coast y'all on. Good morning, afternoon, evening, you know what I'm saying, all the way around the world. And today is time to Massacre a Language Tuesday. What we do here each and every Tuesday is we do Massacre a Language. Yeah, probably because I'm not from Italy, and yeah, I'm learning it the ghetto way. It's called self-annihilation, you know what I'm saying? Teach it yourself. And that's what we're getting into. So, let me plug up my little sheep thing here. You know? Ooh! About to say what's up to the dogs out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm used to getting all my bad. And catch a fit or something like that. All right, let me play this real quick. Eve. Oh, okay. That's pretty good. E. All right, now this lesson here, we just flipping through, all right? You can check this out, www.dyki.com. I'll spread this a million times throughout the show. And also click on the link and go to www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio. That's where you can see me live, you know what I'm saying? Well, not see me personally live, but you can see the screen that actually features the language. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down. How about that? And we're on the second part, so I'm just flipping through. You know what I'm saying? If you want to actually learn it for yourself, you have to actually go back and listen to the archives. And that's how you catch it. All right? And we are at the
railroad track.
Damn it. Go back. The Il Bar.
The what?
The Il Bar. The Il Bar. The cafe. Il Bar is cafe. I ain't spelling it because
Okay. Look
www.byki and you can download the lesson. And we're studying Italian. And I'm on the second set of the quick start options. All right. And that is Il Bar. Il Bar. All right. Keep this thing moving. Il Bar. All right. Next one is. Pollo Tarme. And if y'all think I'm saying this shit wrong, go to www.byki.com, download the shit, and listen to the way the man say the shit. I ain't just, you know.
For a serme.
It's what? How you say it, Dan? Let's get it from the Dutch land.
Do I have to try again? Pour what? Where, damn. Pour Uatarmi. Damn, that's hard.
Pour Uatarmi.
An A, an Y, an I, a U.
Ain't none of that
next
in there.
To each
P-U-O
other.
Space A-I-U-T-A-R-M-I. Pollo. It's like saying pollo, like shit. Pollo means shit in another language. I think that's Brazil or something. Or is that Paulo? Smells like Sao Paulo. I had to find out what that means. It smells like shit, people. So if anybody
holy,
say you smell like Sao Paulo.
San Paulo, holy shit.
Yeah, or San Paulo. You smell like San Paulo. All right. So it's for you, because I'm listening, people. All right? I got the phone in one ear, and I'm actually listening to the lesson in the other ear. So don't think I'm just, you know, saying shit out my ass. All right? I'm actually listening to the man. I'm listening to the man, not the man, but I mean the man. And then, yeah. So it's for you thought of me. For you thought of me. You were silent. You just send the O. For you thought of me. AI is silent. So you look at it like you thought of me. For you thought of me. Can you help me? All right. Wait a minute.
For you thought of me.
For you thought of me. Pollo, I ain't say no damn pollo. Sound like Prophet Jack or talking damn pollo. I know what the hell pollo is.
Polo.
All right. Hey, woman, what I told you, you ain't got to put no hands up around him. I ain't hear you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't see you. Timmy been sleeping in the wheelchair and shit. Timmy, get your ass up, boy. what the hell going on.
Timmy!
Yeah, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Timmy pushed the wrong button. Timmy!
Yeah, he's sleeping. Hey, your mother, your mood, I make out. Oh, you gotta love that. You know
you're
gonna soft
on us like a schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Damn, Timmy.
Maybe I am.
Oh. What, you went gone deaf?
Not.
No. But you gone deaf on us. All right, well, here we go. Let's keep this thing moving. Oh, you want to try it? Pull your thigh to me? Can you help me? Yeah.
Not?
Yeah, guess not.
Who? What? When? Why?
All righty then. Somebody.
Where we at?
Hit in the heavy bag a little early. Yeah. All
I
right.
just got beamed back in. Timmy was messing around.
All right, we're in another one. You speak any Italian? Any Italiano?
No.
Oh, except for Rocky. Adrian! I love you. That's some raw Italian for you people. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to learn Italian, ghetto Italian? Watch goddamn Rocky 1, 2, to 18. That motherfucker came out with two goddamn many movies anyway. I mean, damn. Motherfucker 65 in a boxing ring and shit, fighting a 32-year-old. Like, what the f*** they do that? You know what I'm saying? So, wonder why he got his ass tore up. No. Yeah. Yeah. I digress.
I speak 2 words of Italian.
What is that?
Ciao bella.
Oh, everybody say it. Ciao bella. Ciao bella. You're supposed to kiss your fingers and throw it out to the world. Ciao bella. Mwah,
ciao bella. Mwah.
Nah, goodbye. Kiss my ass. Ah,
kiss my ass.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? They might be saying goodbye, but what does the kiss mean? You know, what you kissing at me for, dog? Kiss my ass, man. Kiss my ass.
The only thing I heard when I was in Italy is, do you want a big Italian stallion? Come on, baby.
Do you want a big Italian stallion? That's in English, people. That's in English. No Italian there. I don't.
Hey, they were Italian, so.
Yeah, pretty sure they were. Where am I? All right, we're La Direzione. Nah, hold on. La Direzione.
The Italian men don't mess around.
La Direzione?
Well,
La
let me rephrase that.
What Italian men don't mess around? They talk.
Oh, they—that's like all they do is mess around.
Hours and hours and hours.
La Direzione.
Let me tell you, they come right up to your face and let you know what they want.
Yeah,
I think that would be kind of rude if your breath smelling like ass and ankles. But hey, hi baby, how are you? Oh, that's French, people. We're still stuck in French. Sorry.
Well, I was married at the time, so I was a good girl.
I'll buy that for a dollar. And we keep moving on.
No, no, no. Come on now. I'm a good old angel.
Hey, nothing wrong with
La Albergo.
Oh, y'all watching the video. Hey! It's not... What you
hey,
watch?
Don't
you
waste
got,
your
you
hand
downloaded
on
the
this
lessons?
Video.
Oh, you mood out, man. I thought you downloaded the lessons, man.
No. I'm just watching your live stream. I'm lazy. You got the lessons. Why should I download it myself?
Hey, man, because you got to take this
to
another
man.
Fifth level, man. All right? We supposed to be sitting here speaking unfluently. All right? You can't do that.
Fluently Italian.
Hey, man. I said it right the first time, all right?
Yeah,
I
should,
didn't.
Shouldn't have
but,
invited
yeah.
a friend of mine over. she moved to Italy a couple of years ago. She's
that's what we need. Somebody else that can master the language with us. We won't be sitting here embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Jesus, I know. What are you doing, man?
Italian. Italy is the language of love.
Tell her you're going to cook some spaghetti and shit. You know what I'm saying? Some Dutch spaghetti. So she'll feel almost at home. You know what I'm saying?
Well. All
right, people.
Angel said that Italian is the language of love. I guess they have to fight the French for that because they think that.
Yeah,
too.
I was going
to
say, because that's what the French say.
No.
German is the language of porn.
Oh. Right. That's
never heard German
porn.
Like the language of porn.
No. Ach, block.
Just go down and rip like this.
Hey, trying to listen to no German porn and shit. Yeah.
Ich. Nein, nein.
Pick me, in den Arsch, bitte.
Pick dich. Oh, Scheiße.
Oh, mein Gott. Ja, pick dich. Oh, mein
Gott. Oh, man, people. Oh, I can't breathe. I can breathe now.
You guys tiptoe through the tulips over there?
Did
we do what with tulips?
Do you tiptoe through the tulips over there?
I have to search for miles and miles and miles to be able to find those flowers. They don't grow in the wild, you know.
What the hell is tiptoe through the tulips? Is that some kind of gate thing?
No,
I
it's an old song.
I don't want to be touching down. Hey, baby, you want to go tip those through the tulips? Oh, you need to go ask Pepe for that. He'll do that with you. Oh, wait a minute. Motherfucking angel. Motherfucking angel. Boy, setting you up. All right, people, everybody's favorite place is Lao Burgo. Goddamn.
Why?
L'albergo.
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 Yeah. Where everybody's favorite place is at? The hotel, baby. Yeah. Put this music on, something's going down, people. And I mean, it's going down. All right, strippers, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, you strippers.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Never told you that shit. Hey, Cyanide, you ever seen these here?
Flat Rap, Good Times. What is that, a DVD?
No, fucking Rolling Papers, man. Fucking flavored tobacco Rolling Papers. Yeah, sure.
They look white. I only have slim and long.
No, these are small. These are flavored, though. I don't do the flavored shit, but because
no,
I don't have any.
No, that's not good. That just ruins the natural flavor you're trying to enjoy.
Yeah, that you're trying to get out of it. But this is what they look like, people. Yeah. Yes, we do show paraphernalia on this show. There you go. There you go. That's a little flavored wrap for you. Yeah.
That's right.
Smell that peachy flavor. Yeah. Don't really do the peachy. I don't do no flavor, but, you know, shit is free. So free is for me. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is going on with this whiskey?
Ah.
Oh. My bad. They won't let me cue up my porn music on time. You know what I'm saying? You can't cue up the porn, people.
Did Timmy leave with the stripper?
With the who? With the huh?
Did Timmy leave with the stripper?
No way.
Stripper
going,
on
man.
It?
Yeah, probably did. You know, in that wheelchair. You know, women like men in wheelchairs. Did I go there? My bad. And some say why. No back talk. Get your head in there. No back talk. Get your head in there. I'm sorry for that. We'll move on. All right. Lombardigo. What's that? The word of the day is Lombardigo. Hotel.
What's the word of the day?
Lombardigo. Damn, we'll keep
do we have
that.
To repeat it several times? La Burgo, La Burgo, La Burgo.
La Burgo. La Burgo. Yeah, straight to the hotel, baby. Where else we gonna go? What are you thinking about, huh? Ciao bella, ciao bella, fly, fly. Moving on. All right. Come si arriva? Wait a minute.
Come si arriva a?
No, you just drag out the a. It's not an a. It's you drag
well,
out
Well, that's...
A.
There has to be a word behind it, so the A is a little bit out of place there. It's really awkward not saying anything behind it, so.
Well, no, but, it's okay, how to get to, so you would be like, como si arriba.
Arriba, and
la,
if you know a
la
place,
bergo.
La, hey, a la bergo, hey, oui.
La bergo, how do you get to the hotel? That's all you need to know, people. You don't need to know anything else. You know what I mean? You get to that hotel. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was traveling alone. My bad. If you are married, though. Yeah. Como si arriba. Como si. Come. Yeah. Como si arriba. Como si arriba. How do you get to? Como si arriba. Ay, ay, ay.
That's Mexican.
Sorry, yeah, you know, it comes out. Sono Americano. I'm Sono something, but I'm Sono International. Yeah. But
sono
all
no
y'all
Americano.
Sono Americano. I am
sono
American.
No Americano.
Sono no no Americano.
Yeah, I was talking about me. Sono no Americano.
Yeah, but yeah, sono no no Americano. Like, yeah, that's right. Fuck it. You screwed me up now. But that's spoken by male people. You know, they do have the masculine and feminine type thing going on. So for a female, would say sono Americana. Sono Americana. I am American. American woman. Americana woman. Hey,
well,
oh, sorry.
There's only one woman on the line, so Angel, please go ahead.
Yeah, nice try. I'll be massacring it, all right.
Well, I mean, what the f*** you think we doing today? Time to mask a language.
Massacre.
You ain't learning no language. We ain't learning no languages. Who learns languages nowadays, huh?
I don't
Nowhere.
Speak Italian. I'm trying, so.
You know what I'm saying? Freaking get influenced, woman. Sono Americana.
Yeah.
All right, people. Somebody's about to get an award up in here. You know what I'm saying? Because
it is a good day to die.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. All right, let's get some communication, people. Let's get some communication. All right. Jesus, what is going on up here? You know what I'm saying? All right, we're waiting for Heavenly Angel, people. Yeah, we can't move because we're lost in...
One syllable.
Darkness, everybody, everyone, darkness is spreading.
We're lost. All right, go ahead. Sono Americana.
Yeah, that's not happening. Go slow.
Woman, the Italian language to me sounds exactly like the Spanish language. They use the same I's and O's, O's, and all that.
It's the most
I only speak two languages, English and the language
no.
of love.
All right, so no.
But it's not Italian.
Okay. We didn't say sounds, people. We're not, sounds is not a language. I'm sorry. Did I say that? Yes. All right, woman, we're still waiting on you. You ain't even cranking up no music until you give it a try. You got to give it a try, all right?
Okay, give it to me again.
Okay, yeah, you understand you got
to give it to me good this
here.
Time, all right? Come on now.
Okay, yeah, just Keep digging that hole for yourself, baby. Keep digging that hole for you. Not if you keep acting that way, Jesus. This is a.
We are speaking the language of love. Come on.
It's almost a family show, but I don't know what family you're talking about, people. All right. So,
Bailey,
no,
chill.
Look at it. The dog even speaking it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, say, all right, first word for you. So, no.
I'm having a hard time hearing it. So, no?
There you go.
Yes.
So, no.
Americana.
Americana. So, no, Americana.
Hey,
that's what I'm talking
know.
About, people. Oh, all right. Getting a little out of hand.
We were having a connection problem here. I'm on a cell phone that stinks.
I'll buy that for $1. Yeah. It's all good. No, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations. I'll take my hand off of the award button. You know what I'm saying? That you was about to get. And we're back into the porn. Whoa, porn is blasting at us.
Loud.
So loud there, people.
I deserve every award I get.
Okay.
Now give it to me, baby, one more time.
Not going to go there, but yeah. Sono Americana. Yeah. Ready then. Are you going to try it again, woman? Sono Americana.
Sono Americana.
A female. I'm American. Moving on. Bori.
Bori. That sounds about right. Bori.
Bori. Bori. Boa. Bori. You gotta roll your tongue.
Bori.
Bori. It's Bori. Bori.
Bori.
Bori. Bori. Bori. This is how you tell who eats pussy and who doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Bori. Bore. If you can't roll your tongue,
Bore.
You're not doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Bore. Oh, man. Yeah, you're not a cooter eater, brother. You're just an admitting. No offense, but hey, it's a good thing. If it's not cooked, I'm not eating it. Bore. That's what the dogs eat. The dog even agrees with me. He's hungry. Go feed him. Bore.
Go
I
feed
would
him.
Like.
Don't you would no. like to wait 50 minutes before I do that? When your show is over?
Oh, that's how long it takes to feed them?
No. But I'm on your show for the next 15 minutes. 50 minutes, so I could quit your show and go feed the dog if that was, is what you like.
I got you. Just throw some fucking dog food on the ground.
Feed Bailey.
On the ground?
Yeah, what the fuck is a dog? What the hell? Shit. You got to put it properly
it's
in the bowl.
It's always
comfort. Oh, man, you got to put it properly in a bag. Well, fuck it. Just put the whole bag down
and
then stick his head in the bag.
Did you ever hear my dog drink water?
Yeah. I heard a lot of dogs drink water and turn some women on. You know what I'm saying? Not going to say why, but, oh, yeah. I came out the kitchen once with the dog, and you know what I'm saying? The chick was looking at me all crazy. I'm like, no, it was the dog, baby. It was the dog. Oh, she was going to pull me in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my dog drinking water is so loud, I wouldn't be able to make that sound.
That's so nice.
Hey, is she spitting, dog, or are you fucking drinking water? Jesus, get a beer, you know? Dog. All right. Well, Bori.
Bori.
Like to keep it moving. And the museum. Il Museo.
Il Museo. Il Museo.
Il Museo. Il Museo. Now, we'll give Germany big ups for the museums that they have. They got some big-ass museums, and they look very nice. Inside, you know what I'm saying, when you go inside, you can learn a lot about somebody's culture, you know what I'm saying, just by going through the museums. Very, very cool. And you will also see half of the gold that they stole. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, your mother, Muda, make us give us the gold back. Oh, sorry about that, people. All right. Yeah, go ahead and say that one. Yeah, let's see you say that one further, Sinai.
Gli Stati Uniti.
Oh, wow.
Sounds about right?
Uniti? Is it Gli Stati Uniti?
Uniti
Doesn't
or
sound
Uniti?
Italian.
Yeah. I think it's you. Hold on. Hold on, people. I'm only working
you have
one
the audio,
video.
So.
What the? What are you saying? Hold on.
Gli Stati Uniti.
Wise mother.
What are you cursing against?
There we go. Yeah. Keep it clean on this show. This is a family show.
Since when?
Yeah, since when is my word.
Wow. I
when did we start that?
This show is rated R. We got to kick the guest out because we don't know if they are 18.
It's more like XXX.
Yeah, but that's only when you call in.
You need to.
If you say so.
Gli Stati Uniti.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You should.
Well, who the cares how the United States sounds anyways? You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna go to another country talking some of the United States. The last word I'm gonna be saying, who? People, you might want to watch your patriotism when you go abroad. You know what I'm saying? Because people like you as a person. But people don't like you from where you from. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you start spreading around the United States, yeah, then you start getting some sad, sour faces. So, yes, I wouldn't say it's a black or white thing, but it is a and where you from thing. All right, people don't really like people from the United States. So, I'm lying like a motherfucker. The motherfuckers are mad just because they can't get their non-green card carrying asses over here and suck up on the goddamn free welfare of the system. You know what I'm saying? Like you old good old Americans are already doing. Oh, wait a minute. Was my mic on when I said that? My bad. Oops. All right. Let's keep the truth rolling. I mean, let's keep the music rolling. Yeah. Good point. Kicking it out. All right. Let me give big ups, first of all, to I Be the Wise One. Oh, shiz a snap. Hey, this is Italian, brother. There ain't no hola, no como estos up in here, all right? It's come sta. All right? Come sta. And I better not hear you talking from come sta, all right? Put that eye on it. I'm looking at you strange there, Steady. It's Steady Baby Powder Fresh J is in the building, a.k.a. Life After Dusk Live. And also the Prophet Jack Allah and Mr. Sinai. And all the way from Washington, we have... All right, people, this is going to be the last lesson we're going to run through because I got to get into the nutty news. All right? All right, we abandoned the news yesterday and I'm not going to do it today, all right?
Yeah, I need to get my nutty on.
Lego forte.
Okay, I don't know why it just sounds so, yeah, when it comes out your mouth there, Avalanche. You know, it just get your nutty on, yeah. We'll hurry up and do that.
Right, hurry up.
Oh, man.
Jeez. I'm waiting.
All right, we're at last 10. We got 10 cards left, people. You ready? Here we go.
The airport. L'aeroporto.
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 Yeah, I got that right.
No.
L'aeroporto.
L'aeroporto.
L'aeroporto. Yeah, l'aeroporto. Airport.
L'aeroporto.
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 Yeah, still saying airport. You just putting the fucking lie on it. L'aeroport.
L'aeroporto.
Right. Oh, okay.
¿Cuánta costa una cámara anoche?
Yeah, that look like Spanish. You know what I'm saying? This is all Spanish, people. ¿Cuánto costa una cámara anoche? Somebody said that. Hey, what you want?
I think most people wouldn't know that if you say what's the English word for camera and you will state it's an Italian word, most people don't think it's a room because I thought it was a camera.
Yeah, so that you got to be careful. Everything else looks correct except for that camera. ¿Cuánto costa una cámara a noche? How much is a room for night at the Labergo? Yeah, people got to put them Buddha makers together, you know what I'm saying? Them Buddha makers together. All right, keep it moving. Oh, okay. That's a good one. Except for the little kid that looks like he's, you know what I'm saying, had bit off too much he can eat, you know what I'm saying? A little Rocky sitting there, a little Rocky Marciano.
Affamato.
Yeah, everybody knows that one. Affamato.
Affamato.
To say I'm hungry, I am hungry. And you also say, ho fame. Ho fame. You don't want to be saying that here in the United States, though. But, in Italian, ho fame. I have hunger. Yeah, because if you say anything with ho at the beginning of it, yeah.
Ho fame.
You're going to be looking... getting some crazy looks. Ho fami. Who you calling a hoe? Girl, I say ho fami. I'm famished. Girl, I'm hungry. Shit. You know, damn. Always taking the hoe out of, you know. Anyway, yeah. Keep it moving.
The Italians have another language, too.
What, hoe?
They use their hands a lot.
A hoe? Yeah, they do.
Well, when I was sitting in a restaurant and I called the waiter over with my fingers, come here, come here. Someone grabbed me and said, no, 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 that means you want him.
You know? That's when you do this. You do the two fingers. You're like, see, down here, that's called the pussy check. You know what I'm saying? You do the two fingers and you know, slip it under there.
That's a new one on me.
Then you know what I'm saying? Then you don't bother her. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but then you could, wait. It's also meaning fag. If in certain languages, if you do the two finger and you know, do that wave to you like that, that also means you're a fag, or that guy is sweet, or, you know what I'm saying, that's the language of butt love. Yeah.
Well, if they misunderstand the sign, just give them the middle finger.
Yeah, that's universal, people. Universal sign of respect, you know what I'm saying? Just wave it real quick. You remember Mr. Bean? You ever watch Mr. Bean?
He's great.
Mr. Bean comes to America or some shit. He's sitting there in the damn, I think he was sitting on the bus or something, and a dude flicked him off, so I guess he thought that was a universal language, so he got both fingers just...
Yeah.
He's throwing them in the air like...
Only Mr. Bean. He's too good.
Oh, yeah, only Mr. Bean, people. All right, let's wrap these last six up, people. Get into some getting nutty news, all right?
I'm waiting.
Okay, ho una prenatación.
Ho una prenatación.
Ho una prenatación. So I would have thought that was pronouncing or something like that. But no, people, it's I have a reservation. Ho una prenatación. I guess you don't want to stress the hoe part, but
yeah, could have mean I've got a pregnant hoe.
You see what I'm saying? Oh, the hoe pronounced, mispronounced. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ho una prenatación. Prenotación. I have a reservation. La Virgo. La El Burgo. La El Burgo. Everything is the hotel, people. Vorrei andare a... Hold on.
Vorrei andare a...
Andaria. Vorrei andaria. Andaria.
Vorrei
andaria.
Andaria.
I would like to go too. Vorrei andaria.
Vorrei andaria.
La... Albergo. La Albergo. Yes, people, we're all talking about the in hotel room till we get there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Velocemente.
Velocemente.
Get your cooter over here. Velocemente.
Velocemente.
What could that mean?
Velocemente.
What is velocity? Quickly.
Hurry, hurry, velocemente.
There you go. Quickly, quickly. Velocemente. Quickly, quickly. Huh? Woman, I just told you what it is. Velocemente. Oh. Never mind. Jeez. Family show. Fucking family. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, people, right? Jeez. Keep it moving.
Some twisted right. Family show.
I'm telling you, man. It's the Adams family up in here, man. Jeez. Il ristorante.
Il ristorante.
Il ristorante.
Restaurant.
You got to throw your hand in the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, il ristorante. Oh, what up, Elo? In my familia. Whatever the hell a little white glove be saying on the pasta commercial, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Can I get that with meatballs, please?
Oh, sole mio.
Man, gotta get you off the phone there, lady. Yeah, you.
Hey,
off.
I didn't get my nutty yesterday. I'm still waiting for my nutty. Come on.
I hear you. Yeah.
Get my nutty every day. Come on now.
News people, she means news, all right? Yeah. Right.
Get my nutty on it. Come on now, people.
All right, we got two more, woman. Two more.
Il nome della strada. Sounds about
il
right.
Il nome della strada. Della strada. Il nome della strada.
Il nome della strada.
That's a street name. Or if you're in Germany, you would say Straße. A Straße. But here's Strada. Strada is street. Nome is name. And why the hell they got Il and Della in there just to throw it off.
Strada.
But yeah. Il nome della strada.
I think that's the name of the street. As in a possession.
Yeah.
My name, their name.
Okay, well, thank you, you scholar.
It's the same in Germany.
Yeah. When you see Oberstrasse or Oster, some whatever, it's always saying, like, the street. You know what I'm saying? Strasse is that, but then you get something else before it that's going to say, you know, what street it is or, you know.
And that word changes in what context that you use it. So that's not always the same. If you see Della Strada, you can't always use Della Strada in every situation that you mention street.
Yeah, because it'll be different names. Because you got avenues, then you have streets, then you have boulevards, blocks, and all that other kind of pronunciation. So moving on.
Last one, right?
Oh, man, this is a
hard
one. This is a hard
one. Oh, I don't know, Smelly.
You're going to have to try that one, man, because I don't think I can handle that one.
I will give it my best shot. Il taxi.
Yeah, almost.
Il taxi?
Almost. It can also be said as il taxi. Il taxi.
What taxi?
Yeah, taxi, people. Can anybody guess what that is? Taxi.
Taxi?
Il taxi. Go ahead and say it one time.
Taxi?
Il taxi.
Il taxi.
Il taxi. No, just il. Il taxi.
Il taxi.
Il taxi. I know I'm got the southern swag in there, you know what I'm saying? Kind of drags it on people, but Yeah, get over to Country Bunk and you'll hear the real word. Il Taffy.
Il Taffy.
All right, last one.
I thought this was the last one.
No.
One more. Give me one more, baby. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what the hell?
Andare a piedi.
Andare a
piedi.
Andare a piedi.
Piedi.
Andare a piedi?
Yeah.
You're never going to guess this one. Andare a piedi.
Piedi.
It sounds like you're saying P-O-D. It sounds like you say it's P-O-D. Andare a piedi. Andare a piedi. And that means to walk, people. To fucking walk, all right? Andare a piedi. All right. We have gone and covered from the apples to the oranges, man. We've covered it all. This is the Italian language sponsored part by www.byki.com for all your language learning needs. Damn, I'm about to say the nutty
language of love today.
And it's all about Italian people. All right, we got.
You forgot. We'll did you into, get the one for how much?
Did you?
Quanta costa.
Yeah, there you go. What is it?
The camera. La camera.
Yeah, how much? That's what. How much is the room per night? Quanto?
Hola, I know.
Quanto?
Nota.
Quanto?
No, you only need to ask her how much.
Quanta.
Right.
Or quanta costa?
All right, people.
Got the room for
you.
God's sake.
Huh?
I say you got the room for God's sake.
Oh. No Rosetta Stone, people. We don't can fuck with Rosetta Stone right here. You want a Rosetta Stone, here's your Rosetta Stone, brother. All right? If y'all want to go out there and pay $200 to get the same goddamn program that I'm giving you for free, well, knock yourselves out, all right? But right there, I guarantee if you click on that, yeah, it's the exact same shit as Rosetta Stone. All right? I don't, you know, exact same shit. All right, Timmy, let's beam somebody up before we get the news started. And, yeah, I got to beam somebody up, lady. Hey. Cool your keister, lady, all right? And that means, I don't know.
I've been waiting.
No. Here we go, people. All right, got to be the wise one up in this mood I make, huh?
What happened now?
Ain't nothing
happening.
Beam jams up in here. All right, people, y'all know what time it is, man. It's time for the Nutty News. Goddamn, it's time for the Nutty News. And Nutty News is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world.
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, got to roll up. Smoke him if you got him, goddammit. Oh, sorry, did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
It's news time. What time is it? Time for the Nutty News. Hey, can you see that headline there, Friday night?
At thenuttynews.com?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Can you read that? I still got a name. Can you read it?
Oh, wait. It's on your... let me just check. Oh, no. No.
Oh,
that's
too
impossible.
Small.
I see Chicago. That's the only thing I can make out.
Damn. What the hell you see? Oh, that's the next one. Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. I guess I'll have to do it. Right.
I can open the website. How about that?
Oh, well, yeah. You can cheat, dude. You can cheat. Yeah, go ahead and be a cheater, all right? Cheater. Didn't know you were the cheater there, man, but all right.
Hey, you want me to download the application, and now I want to look at the website, and I'm cheating?
Oh, well, no. You all right. You know, I'm just bull skating with you there, brother. That's another American word, bull skating. Right. Not really. All right, where in you know it. Anybody know where that is?
The UK.
Where's you know it at, huh? The UK. You're right. All right, this is something new, man. For all y'all dog peoples out there that got dogs. Matter of fact, who got dogs besides Cyanide?
Not all of
them.
I have one.
Talking
about left me.
Oh, most of the time women would say that, but yeah. All righty then. And you're not talking about his wife, people. I mean, he's talking about a real dog. I mean, yeah.
Talking about his bitch.
We'll be talking about the other, but yeah. Anyway. Pup launches menu for dogs. And I'm not talking about Chinese people. Yeah. Not dog on the menu. I mean, they're serving two dogs. Yeah. All right. For the dogs around the country, a walk to the pub has long been rewarded with only a dish of water and the odd tantalizing tidbit. But, yeah, now they can tuck into a meal of their own at Butcher's Pet Care in partnership with Gastropub. Yeah, I wouldn't even want to go there. Gastropub chain Broxbeer. Offers a tasty range of pub lunches for dogs. Now dog owners can sit down to lunch happy in the knowledge their dog is enjoying their meal as much as they are.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Let me ask you something, Si. Would you take your fucking dog into a restaurant and sit down and have a meal?
I've never ever been in a restaurant myself, so would I take my dog?
Oh, well. Wow, man. See, you're living a good life around there, aren't you? Yeah.
Who in this world has never been in a restaurant?
I've been there for takeout.
Oh, well, okay, hold on, Ivy. Ivy the wise one. Introduce you to Cyanide. Cyanide is located in the Netherlands. That is where he is hailing out of. So the rules are a little bit different the way the United States runs than the way they get to run over there. They got a little restrictions on their freedoms. Not to say that it is about restaurants, though. I didn't know, you know, I had to do anything in restaurants. But I'm saying, when you go to Germany, you can walk into a fucking McDonald's and you will see a punk bitch standing there with their goddamn dog. You know what I'm saying? You go sit down in a restaurant. These nasty motherfuckers are sitting there with a dog.
Oh,
you know what
on.
I'm saying? Laying right next to the table.
Yeah.
That they fucking eating at.
You call McDonald's a restaurant?
No, I'm saying any restaurant. I'm just saying that no, that's not a restaurant, but I'm saying that's an establishment that serves food.
Food, all right. But that's
you feel me?
Not
yeah, that's still nasty. You shouldn't have no fucking flea-bitten varmints around no damn food, you know what I'm saying? That's unsanitary.
I guess they figure as long as he's not in the kitchen, he's all right.
Man, fleas jump everywhere.
Well, you know that and I know that, but obviously they don't give a damn.
Obviously not. All righty then. 412, what's happening? Welcome to the Shizzo.
Oh, what's up, buddy boy?
Uh-oh.
Right.
Hey,
you guys know who that is?
Did you guys know Canadians Rock?
Yeah,
we heard that. I heard that today.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they smoked weed. I didn't know they rocked.
Yeah,
no, that's something different. Easy, why did you fill us in?
Well, he passed away on us.
Oh.
He was on Fox News the other night, and while he was listening to it, I can't hear you with this bullshit music you play.
Well, hey, you want to hear some other bullshit?
I can't hear it. I can't hear what you're saying.
Bubba here to talk to you about...
Hey, Bubba!
Yeah.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you
Sign
get that?
Where you
Nowhere
get that?
Good.
Nowhere!
bid66.com right now.
Wow. Easy finally got it together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I need to put some fucking country music to it or something. God damn, Easy. What's going on, man?
Music, I can't. It was too loud.
You know, I'm talking about your goddamn promo. You need to put some music to it.
I couldn't hear what you were saying. But anyway, listen to me. Anyway, Canadians Rock, if anybody knew him, he also went by Midnight Soul.
Yeah.
And he was a good dude. Every time he'd come in and chat with him, he'd say hello. Real good guy, man. And
Whoa. I never heard of... I've seen Canadians Rock, but I never really talked to him. But I talked to Midnight Soul, so...
That's sad news.
He was only 38 or something.
Yeah, 38 years old.
Yeah.
He had an excellent show also.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
So it happened?
It happened.
Heart attack.
On the show or something?
While he was listening to Firefox. Firefox was doing their show at 12:38 in the morning, you know, like late at night, 12:38 at night. And he was listening to the show, and his wife came in, he was dead.
Wow.
Man. Yeah, that's terrible.
Bad.
Hell yeah, that's terrible, man. All right, well, let's give a moment of silence out for one of the lost BTR comrades here. Okay, enough of silence on that. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to you, homie. You know what I'm saying? May you go off to radio land and serve a higher listening audience. You know what I'm saying? That's
get
real,
them
man.
Trolls. I want them to get them trolls.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, anybody who knew Canadians Rock would know that he don't want you to mourn him. He wants you to celebrate his moving on to a higher plane.
Oh, yeah. Right
about.
Hey,
okay, well, get down, you know. Hey, shit. Let's do it. Oh, sorry.
Keep
firing for him, then.
Spend some of that taxpayer money.
Yeah. Fuck it, man. Let's get some
I'd
party.
I'd be the wise one.
Walking, talking, and calling
signifying. Walking, talking, and signifying. Start a commotion. What was the name of that song?
Sounds really old.
Walking and
signifying. Hey, watch that old stuff. Alright, just watch that old stuff.
Y'all ain't no spring chickens up in this mood I make up.
No, we are
this
not spring chickens.
Old men here. This is the old men. You need to call this show the old men show.
What
show?
Think so.
We're 32, brother. I don't know what the fuck are you saying, alright?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That show.
32, you ain't going to no high school prom either now, all right?
Shitting me. Better check my Facebook pictures. I was just at prom.
32 and like...
Yeah, well,
chaperoning and shit, but I'm saying I was there. I fit it in. Yeah.
32 by law, 18 by mind.
Yeah, I like that song. Yeah. That's
smoke. Nobody like that fucking song.
Man, that's my song.
That song, man.
Yeah,
I smoke alone. That's my song.
I like this song. It's my fucking song. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
My
that's
song,
out
man.
The West Side
Underground. Hey,
Nelly. In your ass. Get in, stick it out.
I need to get an opinion. And not on this song.
You need to get jiggy. You can't get jiggy with this shit. You get jiggy with this shit. I can't get jiggy with this shit. What is this shit? I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Can I get back to getting my Nettie on?
Strangle that.
Oh.
Nettie, how you doing?
Okay. What's up, brother?
I'm chilling.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find out how Nettie doing.
I have to say we were having some decent conversation, and now Angel starts mentioning the Nutty News again.
Yeah, because you guys have deprived her of her nuts tea news.
Right.
That
yeah.
Well, honey, I got
Canadian Rock made it in the Nutty News. He's honored
well,
today.
Well,
that
is
real.
Pretty Nutty News.
Why? Because he died while listening to Firefox News? Sometimes I feel the same way.
Oh!
Not bad. I'm just kidding. Actually, Firefox done stepped his game up with all the damn new sound effects and shit. I mean, you go on that motherfucker now, you be like, God damn.
Yeah,
you sound like the Starship Smelly Prize.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, my dog stepped his game up, turned him on to that soundboard. People, if you're looking for some interesting shit to add to your shows, it's www.soundboard.com. That's where we get all this Duke Nukem, all these old goddamn funny things and all that shit.
Smelly. Put it in the chat, buddy. Put a link in there.
Yeah, I'll drop it in there for you slow guys. You know what I'm saying? I forgot. We got
Fetty J's on here. He's fucking too good to talk to us because he had some movie star on the show the other night. Now he don't know nobody.
Oh, yeah? Oh, Fetty Baby Powder. Put my baby powder. Somebody give me my baby powder. Put your face up.
Fetty made the feature, and he was on it with some beautiful, beautiful movie star. Now he don't know nobody.
I know what old Seti was trying to do. I know what you were up to, Seti.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't take calls or nothing, man.
Yeah,
he hogged the girl up all to himself, man. He hogged her up. He didn't share.
Hey, well, just so everybody knows, I have a celebrity on my show Friday night.
Who?
Smells so good, but I'll be a little late, you know what I'm saying? Just to let you know, I'm on Black Folk Time, so... I'll be around there about.
Black folk time, that's called any time. That's called any time. Black folk time, any time.
Hell no. Black folk time is 10 to 15 minutes after the scheduled time. That's black folk time.
Right.
Here's what it is. When you're in prison.
It's a well-known fact. We are fashionably late.
Here's some prison lingo. Whenever you're in prison and some motherfucker comes up to you and goes, hey, when you getting out, man? You say to him, I'm getting out on Wednesday. They go, Wednesday. I go, yeah, Wednesday say I is.
Ha, very funny. On a scale of 1 to 10, you got a 2.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah, hey, all right, guys. We got to give you a couple more articles, man. All right, you're interrupting.
Come on, Angel.
Yeah, the Heavenly Angel.
Get my nutty on in the next 15 minutes, please.
Bring it.
Okay, every time she says that, it just, rolls off so smooth. So smooth. Yeah.
I'm getting my nutty.
All right. Hold on. God damn it.
Practice.
Getting your nutty off.
What are you trying to do here now, please?
We're in South Town. God damn it. Look, I don't do the muting and all that shit. Ask you motherfuckers to quiet down. All right. If not, you will get an award. We do give out awards here for Ruly listeners.
Click up.
All right. No. I'll be giving an award in a minute. Don't worry. All right. Why they won't stop shooting in Chicago? Anybody heard about that?
Shooting what?
No. It's told by the wounded, the accused, and the officers who were on the street during a weekend in April 2008. When 40 people were shot and 7 fatally. God damn. 2 years later, the grim reality is this. Nearly all of the shooters from that weekend have escaped charges. Yeah, you don't go to jail for shooting people, says Dante Gamble, who took 6 bullets that weekend, only to see his alleged shooter walk free.
Damn. Actually, the guy was black and the cop was white.
I heard about a massacre. I didn't know what the fuck happened. I heard about that massacre, though. Well, that's what they call it, a massacre. Because a lot of people got shot at one time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wounded knee. They went to wounded asshole.
Damn. I didn't know anything about that. But, yeah. Anyways, in Arizona, I know y'all done heard about this. But besides all of the shit they got going on at the border, you know what I'm saying? Southwest Airlines... Breakdown is now an act of God. Oh, bullshit. Yeah. Southwest Airlines recently added mechanical difficulties to the list of acts of God and other events for which the carrier would not be liable if travel is delayed. Y'all have got to be fucking smoking weed.
How about some maintenance?
It appears on page 11 of 32 pages of the fine print called a contract of carriage, which many passengers don't read because motherfuckers don't know about it, because that's the first time I ever heard of some shit like that, but which spells out their recourse in mishaps such as flight interruptions or baggage loss, mechanical difficulties. Oh, yeah. What type is not defined now appears on a list of events such as wars, riots, storms, earthquakes, and other acts of God that are outside of Southwest's control. What the fuck does wars and riots have to do with a goddamn act of God?
Bullshit.
Man, yeah, you know that's bullshit.
There's wars in the Bible.
Man.
Yeah, but those are not in Arizona.
Exactly. And those are man-made. Those weren't just concocted. You know,
those motherfuckers at Southwest, they are the rottenest fucking airline prick bastards. They just, I just read that they fucking went on the airplane and kicked this guy off so a 16-year-old fat guy could have his seat.
Yeah, but they're
starting
to
does your mother know you speak like that? Does your mother know
well,
you
well,
use
well,
that
well, before you. Before you say that, because I have to give this award, so hold on, people. You know.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
All right.
Thank you.
Got to get that out of the way. That is an award, people, that we give out here. We issue out various awards to various recipients that do stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? And they just, you know, since we can't curse them out personally, we got to get some celebrities. You know what I'm saying? Like the Geico commercial. You know? Shit. That's how we do it here. Keep it real. Keep it real. Keep it real. All right. Let me read this other one. I'm going to line this award up because I'm pretty sure I'm going to give another one out. Yeah, we're in the you know it, still in can you know it, UK store to sell plus size clothes to 3 year olds.
Wow,
this should tell you why damn little economy heading that. Now I read the other week that they making sexy clothes for pregnant teens. Yeah, they're making lingerie for pregnant teenagers.
Yeah.
Like that's a discouragement. So, Marks and Spencer. Hey, you know. Marks and Spencer has begun selling plus-size clothing for children as young as 3. In an attempt to dress a new generation with bulging waistlines. Right. Health campaigners said the decision by the high street giant demonstrated the scale of the obesity epidemic affecting Britain's overindulged children, with 1 in 4 children now classed as obese or overweight by the time they start primary school. The retailer said it began a trial of the plus fit range last week in an attempt to meet customer demand. Who the fuck would demand some stupid shit like that?
Well, you got to look at the fact that there are so many overweight children in the UK now. Okay, somebody's got to capitalize on it.
Yeah, they sitting there blaming it on the U.S., though, yeah. The U.S., they're overweight. No, motherfucker, no. Hell to the no. We got too much poison and everything else in our foods to keep that weight down.
They put McDonald's here.
Even McDonald's. You ain't finna get fat off no fucking McDonald's. Sorry, it ain't finna happen.
No.
It is not finna happen. I mean, now, if you sit down, if you're a truck driver, that's one, that's a different, because you're sitting down and you sit down on the weight. I mean, but the average kid around here, definitely here in Florida, where it gets so fucking hot that, shit, you melt everything away. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now, I can't speak for Pennsylvania because, you know, y'all got snow and shit during, you know, winter months. So it's time that y'all don't even get to go out for weeks and months at a time. So, therefore, yeah, I would see, you know what I'm saying, what weight would pack on to a child, you know, even an adult. But that ain't no excuse for no year-round motherfucking obesity just because you stupid motherfuckers want to keep feeding your goddamn kids Just like them stupid motherfuckers in India sitting there talking about their kids are addicted to motherfucking drinking beer and smoking motherfucking cigarettes from the age of 2 to 5. Yeah, yeah. So at least, you know what I'm saying, your kid might be overweight, but they ain't smoking fucking cigarettes at the age of 2.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, and that was real nutty, but real true news, people. That
well, was that again? Thailand?
That was in
UK.
What was that, India? No, was in India, one of them Asian countries. Yeah, it was one of the Asian countries. Some Akbon, Istanbul, or some shit like fucked up name. Anyway, the switch is fucking up on me, so I ain't finna start no fucking music because I'll get pissed off. And we'll just keep it moving. How about that? In Arizona, dead woman found alive after medical mix-up. And this is not too funny because I already read that over 90% of motherfucking so-called experienced and trained physicians misdiagnose over 90% of their motherfucking diagnosis. And this is proven, people. I mean, this is actually proven. So just because the motherfucking doctor said you got something, that's why they always tell you to get a motherfucking second opinion. Because the first motherfucker might kill you. Shit. Young Arizona woman thought killed in a car accident last week was found to be alive in what was described as a medical mix-up. Yeah, Abby Guerrera, 19, was one of 5 friends from Ironwood High School in Glendale, Arizona, who were on their way home from California's Disney. Man, they got a Disneyland in California? Oh, shit. Thought that was a Florida thing. When they crashed July 18th, Guerrera's family was told the promising young soccer star died at the scene. How the fuck do you misdiagnose some shit like that? Guerrera's family was in the process of organizing her funeral. When they got a word, she was still alive. Boy, that's some fucked up shit there, man.
The two girls looked a lot alike, too.
Huh?
The two girls looked a lot alike.
Oh, okay. So I guess sometimes people, yes, you got to read a little bit more into the story to get the whole in-depth. And thank you, Heavenly Angel, for clarifying that, because I was about to get some awards out around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That damn doctor, how the hell? I'm saying from the accident scene, how the hell you pronounce a motherfucker dead? Like, bitch, she alive? Alright, I guess not. Alright, people, let me give you, let's wrap this thing on up. Let's go on here to New York. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out all my New Yorkers out there in Britney Spears. Not. And I'll tell you about that in the second article. Cop gives woman trying to fix a flat tire a ticket. Yeah, you should have fucking found a dude to do that. That's why. Getting right. Oh. The traffic agent accused of terrorizing Queens' residents is the source of more outrage. Tammy Fox is Agent Daniel Chu's latest victim. She was in the dirt near Elmhurst Hospital trying to fix her flat tire when Agent Chu sauntered up. Instead of offering help like most New Yorkers would, he slapped her with a ticket. Yeah, I said to him, "Are you kidding me? You're very insensitive. I'm going to visit my friend in the hospital who had cancer, and I'm trying to fix my flat tire, and you're standing here writing me a fucking ticket." Wow.
What was it again? Act of God?
Yeah. All right. I got a flat tire.
This case, that is valid?
Man, in this case, the police officer was a...
lying piece of sack of shit, blood trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
I see you got it back up, Smelly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, just for that. You know what I'm saying? I had it queued up on that. You know what I'm saying? So,
we only got 3 minutes left. Hurry up, baby.
All right. Oh, yeah. I can't rush it, though. Got to give it to you slow. No. Sorry, people. Talking to the female on the line. Talking to the female. Yeah. St. Louis, Kings of Leon, pooped on. Yeah. And walks off stage. Yeah, you fucking wuss. What really happened at the Kings of Leon concert at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater Friday night? What we know is that Kings of Leon left the stage abruptly after three songs, and the concert was canceled. Safety concerns were cited. What the kind of reading is that? It's why shit got crazy. Damn, let me read it in my language. I don't know what the fuck they typing. The most popular explanation involves all of things bird feces. Yeah, drink it in. The web and social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter are abuzz with the idea that bird feces fell onto a band member. Therefore, they canceled the show.
They canceled the show for a shitty deal.
Ain't that a bitch, because they got shitted on. Wow. Well, I'm going to give two awards out because I'm going to double them up. I'll come back to them and give them a related award. Because I got to tell you guys, super overweight Britney Spears, at least that's what she looks like in this picture that I'm looking at, is counseling Mel Gibson.
On what? How to be
right.
A fool?
Mel Gibson seems to have... Yeah, I wonder how...
Hey, they go well together.
Yeah, pasty face and MC Swole Up. Yeah, all righty. Mel Gibson seems to have found the most unlikely counselor in his attempt to regain his reputation, and it is no other than the troubled pop star Britney Spears. Yeah, Gibson's reputation has been badly damaged, and I don't see how the fucking with her is going to do any better, but yeah, all right. Following the release of several tape recordings which purportedly feature him hurling abuse and vile threats at ex-girlfriend Oksana, some fucked up last name, during phone calls. The toxic singer, 28, has been telling her friends that Mel Gibson, damn, 54? Didn't know he was that old. Pouring his heart out to her, confiding that he fears for his sanity and is convinced he's destroyed his once hot career.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, brother, you haven't been hot since goddamn Lethal Weapon, motherfucker. I mean, shit. That lashing of the Christ or whatever the fuck you call that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Passion.
I'll buy that for no dollars. Yeah, lashing of the fucking Christ.
Well, Edge of Darkness ain't that bad.
Lashing of the Christ was. That goddamn, what the fuck ever. And when he was in the kilt, Braveheart, that was pretty good.
Well,
but then, you know?
You got to be really, really, really down to accept help from Britney Spears.
I mean, come on now. Somebody
in what
who
situation
comes up,
you think that Britney Spears offers help and you think, hey, that sounds like a good idea. Not.
Oh, man. Hey, let me tell y'all. Do anybody know what the hell Britney Spears song at? Her manager sent me a song, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been promoting it lately, you know what I'm saying? But I do have some music from Britney Spears. Actually, I'll feature that tomorrow on the show. Weed State Wednesday, goddammit. Giving shots out to Easy Rider, the Prophet Jackal, coming up in this mofo flipper. Mr. IB, the wise is one, you know what I'm saying? Also returning. Drop your show, man, when you're coming back on live, the official comeback.
I'll be the wise one, whisper out loud with IB and Miss Quiet Storm, Friday, July 30th, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be there.
There you go. Easy Rider is sending me a private message asking me, am I there? I will type no.
I do have a question, though, before we take off.
Yeah, what's up?
Has there ever been a show broadcast on BTR with 10 co-hosts?
Yeah. We have done that. You can run back the Natasha birthday bash on June 2009. And it wasn't, but we didn't have 10, it wasn't on one show, though. We had 12 co-hosts, or 12 hosts involved, though. But you was there for the whole marathon.
Yeah.
So, but you know what I'm saying? Hell, you was,
that was
you
consecutive shows.
Yeah, so, yeah, we did consecutive shows. But, no, I can't picture how 10 motherfuckers going to sit up there and talk about hosting the show.
Well, when you got a family as big as our family, you got to figure out how to do it some kind of way.
All right. As long as everybody just have respect for each other, that's the only problem.
We just won't have nobody calling in.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because when you get 10 people on the line, man, it really, really, you know what I'm saying?
It
can be a clusterfuck.
Crazy.
Yeah. Because everybody want to, you know what I'm saying, chime in on something that you just said, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
And then you get 10 ooh, oohs.
And
yeah,
you get 10 ooh-oohs, you got a new record.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. So
Smokey Robinson out of business.
Hey, Smokey.
Nah, but on the real, though, I'm praying to God. This is my first show back after almost a year. I'm praying to God that this comes off. I want everybody to sit back, kick back, and enjoy this because what I have, as far as old school music goes, if you don't like nothing but love songs, listen to somebody else.
Man, don't bring your ass on this show.
That's the only
yeah,
way
but see, you got what, all female hosts, right? You don't be the only male, right?
Well, there's only going to be two people, me. No, let me stop. Me, Miss Quiet Storm, Sweet D Love, Miss Computer Lady.
Only?
Just last
Kay,
night.
Kay from Kay and Kareem, just last night. Quite a few people.
Now this is our old crew people. I mean this is back in 2008 when I first started, you know what I'm saying, on Blog Talk Radio. This is the people that, you know what I'm saying, we developed a family and a few of those folks that he just mentioned, we all met up in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying, for what we put together as the BTR host family reunion. You know what I'm saying? And this is where we had people from all over the world come to Las Vegas. We had my other co-host Miss Tasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying? She was there. She came all the way from Australia, although she was already in the States on vacation. But that was her last destination, was in Las Vegas to chill with us. We had Texas, California, Florida.
Las Vegas.
Well, of course, y'all mother was there.
Well, Kay and myself represented Las Vegas, plus Six Figures.
Yeah, and Six. So, I mean, we had a nice little crew, you know what I'm saying? And to do something that was planned, but then still unplanned, because we had a lot of haterade thrown in the mix.
You
know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers talking about the shit wasn't going to go off. It's been canceled, all this old bullshit. And but in the end, you know what I'm saying, real people do real things. And that's what we always said up until the day that everybody met up. And you can still catch that show in the archives. You still go on a few people's shows, everybody's shows, actually. It was over... Matter of fact, hell, we had what? That was 10 people then. We was all together as one host.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the first time we ever. That has been set then. So that record has been set. And I mean, we all got along together, had a great conversation, great time, and did one of the biggest shows on Blog Talk Radio.
And the first one was. Came off so well, the next one is going to be a masterpiece.
Yeah, yeah. And that's coming up, people. You know what I'm saying? This November, man. I mean, I'm going to be in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be there. I mean, I'll be there. Through hell and high water. You know what I'm saying? I was there up to the last minute. It cost me $500 to get on the fucking ticket. You know what I'm saying? To get my ticket up and get my money on. But, shit, I was there. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be, you're going to be, you know. But if you listen to wannabes, then you ain't never going to be.
For real.
Fuck all you wannabes that hated on us the last time. And if you assholes don't want to be here this time, just shut the fuck up and let the goddamn wheels keep a rolling. And that's a universal message to all you motherfucking haters on the BTR network. And you know who the fuck I'm talking to. No names needs to be fucking spitted out. Yeah. All right, people, time to mask up language. Tuesday has come to an official end. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in. thank all the new listeners, and definitely thank all the people that listen to this in the archives. That's been very instrumental, you know what I'm saying, and to me keep coming back doing this thing each and every day, and it's a real blessing, you know what I'm saying. And it's definitely great to hear you again, Mr. Ivy the Wise One,
and
definitely Miss Heavenly Angel. And as always, my co-host from the Netherlands, my mood maker, Mr. Sayanai.
Thank you very much, Ivy. Right. See you all tomorrow.
And we are out. This is Dead Dollars, Gray Fox. It's Arrivederci, man. Arrivederci, brother. Italian, remember? Arrivederci.
Ciao, bella.
Yeah, ciao, ciao, bella. Ciao, ciao, bella. Ma, grazie, grazie. Pieces altis, goddammit. That's black Italian.
production. Three bucks.
About leaving this time.